Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 166. Two Basic Ideas About Destiny. Two basic ideas about destiny are in conflict in people's minds worldwide. 1. The world as we know it will go on ad infinitum, or at least until it is drawn into the sun's orbit and consumed, or a huge meteor strikes it and pulverizes it. And 2. The world of sin and pain as we know it will be ended, and a new world, a new earth, will be created in which righteousness dwells. The first view can be labeled uniformitarianism. The second, Adventism, a belief that Christ will return and assert his authority as rightful second Adam of the human race and destroy the works of the devil. The latter view also is based on a conviction that the second coming of Christ is near. There are tectonic changes taking place in people's thinking all around the world. The greatest upheaval is the growing conviction in the minds of many that a definite change in thinking and attitudes must take place if anyone is to be ready for that second coming of Jesus. Two great Bible truths make up the basis for this phenomenal change. 1. The truth that human beings are mortal in nature. In other words, a rejection of the popular pagan papal doctrine of natural immortality. The practical result of this truth in daily life. We realize that no one will get to heaven immediately at death. All of us must await either A. A resurrection from the dead, or B. Translation without seeing death at the coming of Christ. 2. This tremendous heart change that sinners who believe will experience is the work of Christ serving in the heavenly sanctuary as our high priest. It's more than legally labeling believers as his children, it's changing the heart from deep down, healing them of all inner alienation, giving them the mind of Christ, writing his holy law in the heart and mind. This great change takes place in Christ's ministry during this cosmic day of atonement, the full reality that the ancient Israelite Yom Kippur foreshadowed in type. The good news is that the high priest is the one who cleanses his sanctuary. And he will accomplish this work today for all whose hearts respond to his much more abounding grace that is always greater than the sin which Satan invents for these last days. All around the world there are people responding positively, seeking to follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Their ears are attuned to a voice from heaven, "Come out of Babylon, my people."